Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. I believe in education by any means necessary. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Not unlike setting aside 1 hour per week to conduct online banking and deal with money-related needs, set aside time to get better educated financially. I have a few recommendations when beginning a journey to become more financially literate. Read the What's News column of the Wall Street Journal, as well as the first paragraph of articles in the front section. What this will do is allow you to become familiar with the world of finance incrementally. If investing is a far-off goal and you are simply trying to make ends meet, focus on balancing your monthly finances and reference your credit union or banking institution's website, which offers resources on money management techniques. These are baby steps, but it is that easy. There are books that I continually turn to for inspiration and dependable, clear, straightforward knowledge, including Welcome to Your Financial Life by prolific financial writer Virginia Morris. One of life's charming coincidences, Virginia is a colleague and a friend, and while we share the same initials and last name, we are not related. When giving gifts to those in their 20s and 30s, I often include that financial guide along with a check, and in the subject line of the check I write, the first deposit for your retirement fund. From among my many mantras, I add this note to the gift card. The best time to start saving for your retirement is in your 20s and 30s. This gift allows your money to grow untouched over the years and reap the benefit of the magic of compounding, which in simple terms is interest earned on top of interest. Here's to your health and wealth. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.